With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he had a very productive phone call with Russian President Putin the other day, and the two leaders have agreed to meet in person in Hungary at some point. Meanwhile, in a couple of hours, the president will host his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, at the White House.
What we're concerned about here is the sustained support for Ukraine in order to continue the fight against Russia if, in fact, Putin is unwilling to meet at the negotiation table. Of course, the EU will be watching carefully, as we saw in the wake of the Alaska summit between Putin and Trump.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. A one-time Trump aide-turned-critic is in trouble. He's been indicted.
John Bolton has been charged with mishandling classified documents. Now, Bolton is, of course, a former national security advisor from the first Trump administration. He's been a longtime adversary of the president since his departure from office. This investigation dates back years, but it burst into public view in August when the FBI raided his home in Bethesda, Maryland, and his office in Washington, D.C., in search of classified records. Bolton's legal team already indicated that many of the records that were found actually date back decades and reflect his longtime career in government service.
Correspondent Eric Tucker says Bolton has surrendered to authorities this morning at a federal courthouse in Maryland. Federal grand jury in Fort Worth has indicted two people in connection with an attack on an ICE detention center in Texas several months ago. The two are allegedly Antifa members. President Trump has ordered Antifa to be classified as a domestic terrorist organization. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up about 112 points. The Nasdaq trading 18 points higher. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the sex change business.
Fenway Health Center in Boston says it will no longer perform so-called gender transition surgeries on children now that the Trump administration has threatened to withdraw federal funding from any facility that does them. A growing number of major hospitals have abandoned sex change operations on kids, and more are expected to do so in coming weeks. More than half of the states have also passed laws that ban these kinds of surgeries on minors. Michael Harrington reporting.
Oklahoma's new public school superintendent is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor that required schools to place Bibles in classrooms and incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for students. The directive last year from former Superintendent Ryan Walters prompted a lawsuit from various liberal groups and is pending before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. It was to have applied to students in grades 5 through grades 12. This is SRN News. There's going to be something of a celestial show next week as two green comets illuminate the night sky.
And they're visible to skygazers in the northern hemisphere. Both hail from the outer edges of our solar system. Comet Lemon will have its closest brush with Earth on or around Tuesday. To spot the pair, go outside just after sunset and look for Comet Lemon close to the horizon. Comet Swan is traveling away from the sun and will also be near the horizon, but to the southwest. The comets appear green because of gases streaming off their surfaces. From Earth, they'll look like gray, fuzzy patches. Keith Peters, Washington.
The feds have rejected a mining company's bid for more than 6 million tons of coal located beneath a national forest in Utah. It is the third proposed coal sale from public lands in the West to fall through this month. More details at SRNNews.com.